There's a nugget of a political lesson applicable anywhere within an opinion column by Quentin Letts about an outbreak of juvenile behavior in the British House of Commons. You don't need to know anything about the specific references to pick up on the lesson. Mr. Letts wrote, "The Speaker surely made a valid point when he said the public wants straight dealing from politicians. We do, or rather would, like straight talk not only from politicians, but also civil servants, courts, the European Commission, and numerous other organs of authority. Yet straight talk is all too rare. The result is the public is misled and feels cut off by the political class. No wonder people are drifting to UKIP. That party may be a one- or two-man band with an embarrassing shortage of policies, but it speaks a language people recognize. Its elected personnel may be politically incorrect, but they can be understood. They are not yet seen as part of the establishment, and so long as the establishment goes on behaving like it did on Monday night, they will prosper." This is a lesson I intuited as a teenager from Ronald Reagan. The public will put up with a lot, but will still support a person or party they know over one they do not, if, among other things, the candidates and office holders seem to be straight dealers, speak plainly, and are thought of as consistent and thus easily understood in the sense of knowing what they believe. I think Ted Cruz's election in Texas demonstrates what Mr. Letts wrote. A strong, consistent message which can be understood well connects with voters. Saying what you mean and meaning what you say consistently is the high road in politics. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me for Pratt on Texas at 5 p.m.